40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
I'm your boy, K-Stucky76. And we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get your scumbag news every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Also, catch the Scumbag Lounge with Dirty Basement Radio Monday through Fridays at 6 p.m. Also, Blazer 420 WPM Fridays at 4 p.m. And also at Saturdays on 3 p.m. What up, K-Stuck?
What's happening, bro?
Not much, man.
Ooh.
How you feel? A little rusty?
A little rusty, man. Yeah. A little rusty, but, you know, we get back on it, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
How was your week?
You know, the week was a week, man. You know, damn, you know.
Yeah.
Ain't too much, you know, a lot of stuff. No major stuff at work, you know, and in the personal, you know. Oh, no. Let me take that back.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the grandbaby.
Yeah. Well,
shout out to Deja. Deja's birthday was last Friday.
Happy birthday,
know,
30, Deja.
You know, 30.
Yeah,
30. And then a couple days after that, then the G baby, the big
Happy
8, Millie.
G baby.
Yeah.
And how I feel to have a child in the 30s, bro.
Bro, that shit is different.
Yeah.
That shit, like, it's like I'm hitting milestones, man. Yeah. It's like a milestone. Yeah. When you say it out loud, it don't really hit until you say it out loud.
Yeah.
So I say, well, how old your daughter is? 30. Damn. You know, yeah. You know, when you say that a lot, you like, I got a my damn daughter. Is she 30? And you go back and you start remembering like when,
mm-hmm.
you know, when she's a baby,
right?
You know, you still remember them days and times when you know she couldn't even like hold her own bottle.
Yeah,
I mean, and those times you start reminiscing and going through, yeah. You know, start. Running that track, man. Running that time limp, that loop, man. That time.
Yeah. And then remember what you were doing when you was
when
at
you
30.
Was yeah, yeah you was man. You was 30 and then you be like, yeah. Face ball up,
mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, man. It's a blessing mm-hmm. to be able to see it, and you know, of course, be here to watch it. But
it's 100% a blessing.
You know what I'm saying? To be
child 30,
be a part of it. But
you know what I mean?
To be a part of it, and then you know, at the same time too, to be. You know, looking as good as I look, to be stunning everybody that I got a 30-year-old.
Listen to this zaddy ass nigga.
Yeah. Just to let y'all know. You know, I might not look the part, but yeah, yeah. You know, zaddy daddy got a 30-year-old. But it hits different, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a milestone.
Yeah.
You know, it's a milestone in life.
Yeah.
You know, she's 30. You know, mm. 30, bro. 30? Damn.
Yeah.
You know, and then like you say, you reflect on where you was at 30.
Yeah.
And what you were doing and things you had going on and, you know.
And I remember damn days of getting all dolled up for the prom and shit.
Man, you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I had some water in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. First time, like, I really seen her. Like dolled up, like
right,
looking like a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first time like seeing her from a girl
mm-hmm.
and looking like a woman. Bro, I couldn't believe it.
Right,
man. Yeah, man. I'm tough, man, but I'm soft at the same time. Right, I realize I am soft, man.
Hey, man.
Kids, all like putty,
kids,
bro.
Man. Then you know, bro, there's a girl like that.
Yeah, putty moments, bro. I have putty moments.
You know, a girl like that. You know, you got your girl,
man,
you got your daughter,
bro.
You got your granddaughter and shit.
Yeah, man. Soft as shaman,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know that granddaughter. I know where to come to. Man. Come to her. Yeah,
I'm in trouble, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in trouble, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Well, we go Chuck E. Cheese's thing tomorrow.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese thing, man. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Chuck
yeah.
E. Cheese came a long way with their pizza now. Shit.
Pizza, you know, it's been a minute since I've been in some Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
but,
man, them Chuck E. Cheese pieces be slapped. Them shit slap.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be slapping tomorrow. We got the ultimate package in that month.
Hell,
they gonna,
yeah.
They're going to have them down ovens on high and went on
I can't
part
wait
of
to dive in on these pies.
Yeah, man, we got the big package.
There you go.
We got a big package for me. So yeah, we're gonna get it going for the bowl. Come on,
where?
You know, get the grandbaby thing going on. You know, wrap that up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Millie.
And then, yeah,
and then go to do the adult beverages.
There you go.
At the Super Bowl, man. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man.
Chuck E. Cheese got that salad bar for us too, man. Chuck E. Cheese, yeah, you know, Chuck E. Cheese got something for everybody.
You know, we at that age now. We gotta watch what we eat.
Damn right. You know,
and we had that conversation last night, man. We at that age now, man.
Yeah,
we at the Elks on 52 age.
Yeah, like I say, man, we get to that point. You start having a conversation where you start talking about what I used to do.
It's over. Yeah, time to. It's time to lay down your shield, man.
It's over. Cause we weren't talking about what we're gonna do next, like what we used to do.
We brought up a good point, man.
You know what I mean?
We were talking about, hey, man, we finna go here and there and this, right, this, and that. Right. We talking about, man, remember we went to,
right?
And we used to,
right?
Yeah, we got to.
Ain't nobody say shit. Let's do this next week.
Everybody like, man. We all right being in the house, man.
Yeah, there you go. That's the highlight of my lives now. Get together,
Drake Bills,
watch football in the man cave. Real old nigga shit.
Well, we done been reduced down to man caves and cold beer.
There you go.
We used to be outside too, Scone.
We even got to get dressed up.
No.
Just sweats and Crocs.
Sweats, Crocs, man, and a hoodie.
There you go. There you go, man.
Ain't hard to find. All is in one spot, bro.
One spot, bro. You know, yeah.
You ain't hard to find, man.
You were the fine man on Sundays, though. For real,
yeah, man.
But I love it, though. I love my life.
Yeah, man. Bro. Yeah, man. This is the life, man.
Yeah.
You know,
it don't cost me much. You know,
no.
Just go there to buy chipping on some beers.
Just chipping. Hey, keep the bar. That keep something on the bar. Some Bojangles here and there.
Bojangles here and there.
Every now and then, throw slap something on the grill, man.
There you go. Right.
It don't cost much, man. Yeah. And we have a great time in there. And everybody leave and go home.
That's right. That's right.
Get ready for work, because everybody responsible adults in here.
Right.
And get ready to go to work on Monday.
Right. So I hate on it at all.
Not at all, man.
I appreciate the life I live.
We work hard.
From negative to positive. You know, it's all.
We work hard.
That's right.
To get to that point where we got something.
Mm-hmm.
You to be able to go to, man.
Right.
And chill out. Right. And not have to worry about, you know, the foolishness.
Right.
You know, so amen.
Well, man, I guess we start off a topic that you probably, I know you're dying to talk about. I haven't had a chance to jump in on it yet. I heard a little
so
clips
going
in there.
On, man.
So let's go ahead and start off with your boy Cole. You've been on it all over.
Boy.
Since Friday.
Man. Oh, my God. Well, I've been on it since the birthday blizzard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the project is the fall off.
Mm-hmm.
This is anticipated. This is Cole's last album.
That's what the word. That's
the word.
On rumors.
The rumors is this is his last album. This is a 10, this is a 10, like a overall collection from his 20s and his 30s. So basically, it's a 20-year project, if you want to think about it in that terms of through his, because this 29 is through his early 20 to 29, and this 39 is through 30 to 39.
Mm-hmm.
His period in his time in his life when he was during those times.
Right.
So all his other albums, The Come Up, The Jump Off and all that, is branches off of this album here, which is the crazy concept, because if you think about it, this album was in the process of being made his whole entire career.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you put that into perspective, like, he was way past this, he was way past thinking, you know, about this album way back before his first album dropped.
Mm.
So all of that, the like I say, The Come Up, the Jump Off, The Off Season, all those albums were branches off of this one.
Mm.
Crazy concept, man. It's crazy concept. It's just crazy concept. And then all the ties back in each other.
Mm. What's the name of the album?
Fall Off.
So the album is extremely long.
It's two discs. It's a double disc album. It's 14, I think it's 14 tracks
on each
song,
disc.
Right? So
each disc.
Oh, 12 and 12, I'm sorry. 12 and 12. It is and the reason why it's long like that, fellas, is he's giving you three verses on a lot of these songs. So he's rapping. Like, he ain't giving you the 2 minute, 15 second verse, and you get a hot beat and a verse, and then it's over. No, sir. He's giving you verse one, verse two, verse three, something you don't get no more in a lot of these songs, man.
Right.
You don't get three verses, bro, of rapping.
Right.
Quality, man. Yeah. If you like lyrics and you like rap, this is your album. This is your album, bro. This is your album. And he go back and he pays homage to a lot of the stuff that we grew up on. He grew up on. He pays much respect to Fayetteville. Those times without that brag and when he was early in his career, a lot of those things, a lot of those references, when we was out there partying in Fayetteville as soldiers, before Post got locked down, before 9/11, a lot of those spots and a lot of those places, man, he was referencing those places, man. It just, you know, I was outside then. I was a young soldier then. I was 24 years old, man.
Right.
You know, and him coming up, you know, a little bit after that, those places were still out. You know, places were still, you know, a lot of those areas were still jumping and bumping back then. So, but yeah, man, much respect. That Joker buzzed Peter Pablo out of one of them damn things. I lost my cool at work, bro. I was at work, had that thing in the back on ignorant levels.
Carolina legend. Shout out to Peter
Pablo. He bust out a Future on he had Future and Tim's on, yeah. on a I mean, it's a nice project, man.
You see one of them ladies, who was it? Cher? Cher said she smoked weed with Future at the Grammys.
That was Madonna.
That was Madonna?
I think it was Madonna, yeah. I think Madonna said that. One of them, you might have. It was one of the white ladies.
I think it was shit.
Yeah, one of the white ladies. I thought it was Madonna, but one of them. The J. Cole project got the internet in a chokehold, man.
What's your favorite track?
Boy, I got a few. I can't just name.
I heard one of them was that a lot of people talk about Poor Something.
Poor Things.
Yeah.
That's a good track. The Village is a good track. Yeah, that's Poor Things. That's Poor Things right now.
Yeah. What you call it?
That's a tough track.
Yeah, there a lot of people talk about the song he
did with Park and Big. He did it from both perspectives in the rap beat. Like their side, he did it in a perspective of if they actually had a chance to before it got out of hand. So he did Big side and saying if Big was able to talk to Pac before people got in the middle of it and made it so where they couldn't really talk. Concept was just crazy. Right? And then he did it from Pac's side. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So what do you think about...
Crazy.
What do you think about, as lyrical as he is? Because I'm a fan of lyrics. Like, I can't...
Bro, this your album, bro. When you get back in that damn order, put it on, bro.
Yeah. All right. Now, what I'm saying is, what's your take on Fat Joe's take?
Fat Joe is
on
J. Cole.
J. Cole?
His take on the beef, right?
The beef, yeah. Right.
Okay, so Fat Joe's take on the beef is something that I expect Fat Joe to say.
Okay.
And I expect Jada to say what he had to say.
Yeah, because Jada defended J. Cole, I believe.
Right, because Jada is the type of person that I don't need beef to be relevant.
Yeah.
Fat Joe, they had to be opposite. So I expected Fat Joe to say that.
Okay.
Because Cole called out those same people. Those same type of podcasters and those same guys that do that. The Joe Buttons, the Fat Joes. The guys that have to talk about beef in order to stay relevant.
Yeah, because Jada kind of brushed it off.
And Jada was like, bro, I heard the damn thing. You had to screw his shit back on because he went off on them shits, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you have to hit the rapping ain't, damn the internet. It's the rapping I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's a rapper. Fat Joe's not that guy.
Yeah.
He's not a battle. He's not a rapper. He's not a lyricist.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So Jada looking at it from the penmanship part of it. Fat Joe looking at it from what the fans saying and popularity, but then when he got booed off the stage, what he had to say about that? You see what I'm saying? Because he did get booed and roasted off the stage.
He got booed off the stage. But what Joe was saying, you know, Joe came from beef, though. You know what I mean? He had beef pretty much his whole rap career.
Right.
But doesn't that speak kind of to Stucky's point? Because it's like, if you need beef to survive.
Controversy to survive can cover up. You don't have no skills.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to hear somebody say something about scum. I can say something about scum, but I can't hold, you know, I can't write.
Hold to that. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I can't hold your attention
like,
no other way.
I can't just sit down.
I can't hold your attention no other way.
Yeah. I can't just sit down and write.
Because this follow album had no radio play. Yeah, none.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, none. It wasn't no radio plays and.
If you're going to say that about Joe, you could kind of say the same thing about Pac now. His latter part of his career.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm going to tell you why that's different.
It was all beef driven.
I'm going to tell you why it's different. It wasn't beef driven. I'm going to tell you what it was. Well, that was label driven.
It was a lot of people in was pushing that.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
Because it wasn't. Because even if you think about when he first got out of jail, California Dreaming.
California Love.
I'm sorry.
California Love.
That was that had nothing to do with nothing.
But he beef with Dre then, though.
No.
The part to California. What it was?
Part two.
Yeah.
That was after they fell out. Yeah. But that was a label thing. If you look at the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a Suge Knight label thing.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like.
Right. Yeah.
But so, Pac.
Yeah.
I say this.
His first as a go, non, go back before
as a,
the beef.
As, yeah, as a non-Pac fan.
Strictly for my niggas. Had nothing to do with beef.
Yeah, all of that had nothing to do with beef.
That shit was trash.
Even
though.
If you wanted to eat new.
No, oh, you went outside. No, you know,
and I'm not a Pac fan. I'm gonna be the first one to
I don't agree with that. But that's your take on it, and that's your opinion on it. And I ain't arguing that.
I can't tell you what's wrong with that. But
strictly for my niggas, yeah, I thought that shit was a good album.
I'm just like, even you go songs that even
too popular now.
Like I get around. Like just lyrically, you just listen to the lyrics.
Even all on he was ahead. Until the end of time. The double disc. That was not beef.
You talking about stuff that's not. You talking about probably the last 6 months of his life. You talking about beef.
Probably a year and a half.
I'm talking about songs that's strictly about beef. It wasn't even that long.
And then that whole album wasn't always, all the songs wasn't about beef though.
I thought So Many Tears was one of his best albums.
Coming out of jail.
Yeah.
Right?
And it had no beef on
it. It didn't really have a beef song on there. The next album did.
Yeah,
the 7 Day Theory and all that, Hail Mary and all that. And that was all, Machiavelli and all that. That was we went to war with these niggas. Yeah. So this one, you know, that's when all that stuff kind of started. But yeah, I felt like, you know, this Cole album is something serious. It's something serious. And it's one that's going to be, it got so much to break down and listen to.
Mm.
It's something for everybody on there, man. So there you go. Yeah. That's just me.
Yeah. That's I had time to really get a little deep dive in it, but I'm going to check it out for sure.
It's out there.
Absolutely on my damn playlist for me to play.
Yeah, definitely check out that J. Cole, man. Word. That fall off is, he pays a lot of homage to your hip hop, your Outkasts, your Commons, your this, your that. You know, he definitely, that boy pianist.
Yeah. But shout out to Cole though, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He took everybody. He stepped in. Oh, sorry, son. Go ahead.
Nah, let's be shout out to Cole. He came back. He responded to the people he need to respond to the people in the media saying this. He responded to the nigga that was talking shit to him, man. You know, the local.
On the local side.
Yeah, the local
nigga. Yeah, nigga went in front of his house, mama house, and was like peeing on the step. Like.
Yeah, he responded to that nigga and shit. So shout out to Cole. I hope this album do what you hope it to do.
It's a song on there called Quick Stop.
Mm.
Where he's at the gas station.
Uh-huh.
Right. And a dude recognized him from the gas station.
Mm.
And the song was about, you gotta listen to it, man. The perspective of it is sick. Because the guy sees him, comes up to him and start telling him how his song early on was like impacting him. Man, you gotta listen to it, man. Just for a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like an average, normal thing. But in that instant, how all that, you got to listen to it, man. Right. That shit is fucking crazy, man. This dude can tell a story, man.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga can tell a story with a song, bro. Yeah. But if you look at this to his albums, he tells a story.
But all the great ones.
Can tell stories, man. Can tell stories, man. Can put you, you feel like you there or you a part of it.
Right.
And like they talking to you in so many sense. So yeah, this Cole's an A+.
But I hope it ain't his last one though. I hope it not. But who knows?
Yeah. And if it is, then hey, bro. Hey, you gave us a lot of music lists too. Mm-hmm. You gave us a lot of albums. You gave us a lot of good music lists too. And I appreciate it. Even from Friday Night Lights mixtapes,
mm-hmm.
you know, to all of that. I appreciate it. I know Fayetteville's on fire right now, bro.
I think one of my favorite albums for Cole was the Forest Hill.
Forest Hill Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Forest Hill Drive, it was, you know, Born Sinner was definitely a good one.
Right.
Oh man, you can run down. I like a lot of Cole stuff, man. So yeah. I've been a Cole fan from back before he was big, when they were pushing this stuff around in the clubs in Fayetteville locally. Before he was even, you know.
Right.
Big up like that. So yeah. Congratulations to him, man.
Word. Shout out Cole. Shit, man. I guess we'll stay in music. We got the Glorilla versus the Brorilla beef.
Yeah, man. They were calling the they were calling you said Brorilla, they were calling I saw it this morning, man. Go ahead. It'll come to me.
Yeah, but so I don't know if for those of y'all might not know the story, but Glorilla's sister fired on Glorilla, saying that you were here talking about our struggle, but you ain't helping out. You ain't helping out the mom. You ain't helping out the siblings and shit like that. She even went as far as their mom still working at FedEx, and she had to help her mom pay her rent last month.
Mm-hmm.
And Glorilla got all this going on, all this fame, all this money.
We call it Sturrilla.
Sturrilla.
Yeah, they were calling Sturrilla online. Yeah, that's what it was.
But you see Glorilla responded back, though.
Glorilla responded. And then did you see some stuff that some of the siblings responded?
Yeah, there was some of the siblings
like
responded.
Like Cap.
Back. Yeah, calling Cap.
Calling Cap on the sister, but, man, for being a messy.
And Glorilla was like, you know, you claiming to be a stud, but you know, I had 3 abortions, right?
Facts. That was rough, man.
But then, I was coming from a place where I knew that that's kind of fucked up.
We were talking about it last night.
Like, you know, like if that the case, of Glorilla ain't helping. Like, what's going on? So then, next thing I know, the other siblings, which is like 10 of them, right?
Yeah, I said they had 10. It was 10 of y'all.
So now it's 8 against 1.
It's making some sense now, right?
Saying that, hey, you know, that ain't true. Right. And then more news come out that the one that's on here doing all this, talking all this shit, actually went to jail for pulling a gun on Glorilla.
Yes. Yeah. So why the fuck would I give you in? I'm not fucking with you, man.
I ain't fucking with you, like, what the
you,
fuck?
You pull a gun on me.
Right.
So And you out here showing videos of me fighting back when I was in high school?
Right.
Come on, man. So this is the point I was talking about last night. Sometimes when it comes to family shit, it's more to what people, you know, she on here talking about she won't give us no money. Why she ain't giving you no money?
She said she want $2,500, man.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that.
That was what she told TMZ.
TMZ and then TMZ so fucking messy, man. And on top of that, right? Y'all just want a story because your owner, the dude, got caught up in the Epstein files. Y'all looking for anything to cover, get the heat off.
Oh, that nigga, the Epstein files.
Yeah, him, Pusha T, and all them got called up together. Yeah. But you know, we all know that cap, but still, but either way it go, right?
Yeah.
And then Glorilla still ain't obligated to give you nothing. You pulls a gun on Glorilla. You pulls a gun on your sister. I'm not fucking with you no more, man. I don't care if you need $25. I ain't giving you shit. Right. Fuck you. All right. You don't pull a gun on me, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For what?
Well, you get that far. You pull a gun on me.
We have a little disagreement, argument. You know, siblings disagree and they argue whatever. Sometimes they fight. Yeah. But we ain't pulling guns on each other, though.
Right. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, and then you out here in the streets carrying on, like, I ain't got to give you shit. You ain't going to start no money out of me.
And she out here down talking shit to down her finesse going at it.
Yeah, because the people, they're like, you doing too much.
Yeah.
And, listen, man, she out here looking bad. Yeah, to me, Gorilla don't have to say anything or do anything. You out here making yourself look stupid. You carrying on like this and acting a fool. And then you got the other siblings out here. You making the whole family look stupid.
Yeah.
Because you out here carrying on like this. And the rest of the family like, nah, you ain't finna fuck our money up.
Right.
Because Glow helping us. I mean, she don't have to take care of all of us. She don't have to do anything for anybody. But clearly she's been doing something and helping out.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you talking? You the one fucking up.
Yeah.
So, and then you pull a gun on your sister, man. And you want her to give you money?
Right.
Get your fucking ass out of here, man.
Right.
And get your damn high and tight ass lineup out of here.
Because it said that Glorilla do got two of her siblings with her in Atlanta, right?
I think I heard that somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. She said two of them staying.
Like, come
with
on,
her.
Man. Like, what are we talking about here?
She can't take all nine of y'all with.
She don't have to.
Yeah.
She don't have to take none of y'all.
Right.
She can if she wants to, but she don't have to. And whatever she decides to you know, give out or help out with, that's her choice, man. That's all I'm saying. It's her choice. Whether we agree with what she should be doing, it's her choice to do whatever.
Yeah.
It's her choice.
And she should be happy that mama went to rent.
Who say she didn't? Just this girl talking. The mama ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
This sister talking. Yeah. The one that pulled a gun on her. And I hear in the street getting beat up by, I hear fighting. And, man, anybody trying to hear that shit, man.
Yeah, she should
just looking for a moment, being messy, trying to, you know, be.
Yeah. Cause she damn,
oh, man.
Yeah, she damn trying to make it like a damn Craig and Diddy situation.
Yeah, man, yeah. like, come on, man, like, really?
Yeah.
And then,
she got that good job. Her mama got that good job, good pussy. You know,
come on, man.
Should be get behind her. Come on, man, you know that girl. You
mama
know
and daddy, right?
Yeah, should be getting behind on no damn rent, man.
But mom and daddy,
10 kids, come out that motherfucker.
Mom and daddy, right? Mom and daddy, right?
Right.
Okay. We daddy ain't working.
She brought that nigga a car though. When he retired, that nigga retired. They say
the fuck is we talking about?
They say Glow brought him a Jaguar for his retirement year.
So what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
What are we talking about, man?
I don't know.
It's her, man.
That girl is fine. She found her niche, and now she just gonna ride that wave.
Yeah, she gonna ride this little popularity, this little internet shit. Because you know what else she gonna do? You see her?
Yeah.
This girl's ugly. All the damn tattoos stud, on her face. I don't care. All studs ain't ugly, man.
Nah, all studs ain't ugly.
Got all the damn tattoos on her face, like she. Just like she got out of alley fight. Like she fight at night for money. She didn't fight in the damn, was she in a fight club? Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. But that shit was crazy though.
I don't
care.
That
shit came out of nowhere, too.
My sister pulled a gun on me. That's it. And you expect me to give you something? I give your ass something, all right.
Damn.
I'm gonna give you time to get the fuck around me. That's what I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you a few seconds to get the fuck around me, okay?
All right.
I ain't gonna give you a chance to pull that goddamn gun no more. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You won't get a second chance. All right. You see what I'm saying? Like, well, come on. Come on now. What money bags pull a pistol out on you, Scone? That's it. That's all it's over with, man.
It's over with, though.
What?
Yeah, we ain't.
Sam, you got siblings here, pull a scrap on you, talking about you gonna give up some money. And you see him again. What you thinking? In your head, like, what? Come on, man. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
What your boy? What about Trump shit himself this week, man?
That fucker had it. The pins full up with that.
That McDonald's, man.
That fucker said, that motherfucker said, everybody out.
Then they shook everybody. People frowning up and shit.
You see that lady said, listen,
well, my other man too. What's my man name? The guy over the
Hell, to my Robert. You talking about him?
Yeah.
To my former friend?
Yeah.
Former friend, he thought smell himself.
Yeah,
that fucker sharted.
Yeah, that motherfucker did a scratch and sniff, make sure that was me. And damn old boy, damn shit is damn self.
Yeah, Trump got allegedly. That motherfucker allegedly my ass.
Allegedly,
you look at that fucking face and you run that tape back. He look like, you know how the baby shit and still be playing and shit. They didn't know this shit. They stop real quick and shit. They keep moving.
Yeah.
And you know that baby shit.
Hey man, that damn hot fuzz sending the nuts. That's a bowel mover, man.
Boy. Trump had them down adult pens full up with damn Duke too, man. The motherfucker ran every reporter out of there quick. Well, yeah, everybody leave. They were in the middle of questions, bro. He was in the middle of speed. I'm like, let it sit. <Mm-mm.
laughs> And that nigga sit around like nothing ain't going on.
Sitting in that hot shit. Because he used to sit in that hot shit, man.
He was calm about it.
He was like, oh, yeah. That fucking shit up himself, man. I mean, he damn shit up himself on that damn TV, boy. Them people came in and ushered all them fucking people out of there, man. Everybody out. Everybody get out now. I thought the damn place was under attack with them motherfuckers getting run out of there, man.
Yeah, man. I thought something happened for real, though.
Yeah, somebody got shot or something. Motherfuckers like, damn, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Mr. President.
So Biden, I don't think you have to worry about that nigga falling down somewhere. But this nigga right here, shit,
you have to worry about Biden like going through the wrong door. Biden, like you'll turn around and you get lost a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, Trump sitting down talking. We don't know what we're gonna do. That motherfucker just. Damn.
So I was like,
boy. He shit up himself, man. They kind of ran everybody out of that motherfucker, man. Everybody get out. Everybody out. The lady said, That lady in the back, that lady was standing there. Mm-mm.
Yeah, man.
Robert Kennedy Jr. Everybody in that back was making faces, man. Smart.
Well, sit down. Robert Kennedy say Trump need a vaccine. Yeah.
Man, bro. That fucker dropped the load. That fucker dropped the turd, bro.
I can say that I am extremely late.
He shit right there.
But that's okay. Don't worry about me.
He shit right there.
Don't worry. Don't worry about me.
He shit right there. When he got mixed up right there, that when he was shitting right there, bro. That thing was coming out, bro. When you remix that, I'm okay.
He said, don't worry about him.
You should see the people around him.
Yo, he shit up, man. You know when people shit up, man. You know how that stuff smells, man.
Start shaking hands. The lady in the green behind them start coming like, out
like,
nose.
Was like, no, she was like, yeah, she did this. Thank you, Mr. Shitty. Stink ass. Somebody should have holler out your stink ass. That fucking shit, man. He shit himself, man.
Damn, man.
That fucking feel that damn extra large the pins up, bro.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man. Shitty ass.
So the boy decide he wanna celebrate Black History Month by damn making Obama and Michelle apes.
Apes on the damn thing, man.
Yeah.
Y'all saw that, man.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the explanation they put out?
Yeah, yeah. You saw the explanation? Did you see the two explanations?
Yeah, I only saw one.
It's two now. Yeah. It's two now. The first explanation was it was from the Lion King.
Right. Yeah, and he was the king of the jungle.
He was the king of the jungle.
And the Democrats are
the monkeys and shit.
The animals.
In it.
The characters in the movie.
But there are no gorillas. There ain't no gorillas in
apes and Lion
King. That was the first thing.
The first
no, it's three excuses. I'm sorry, it's three. The second excuse was it was a staffer that posted it.
Yes.
So they tried to blame a staffer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The third one was he said I saw the video and
it was about Trump. He started Trump. Talking about the 2020 election.
Election
shit.
And shit, and it was he
I don't know the fuck that he was saying there, but that was his explanation. I don't know.
I said, what the fuck, bro?
Tim Scott said he pissed, man.
Bro, they turned on Scott too. The MAGA motherfuckers turned on Scott ass yesterday too, bro. They were talking about his teeth and all, bro. They sound like me. You know, I be calling them dolphin mouth all the time. So dolphin teeth ass.
Yeah, that motherfucker was. They was a turn.
But they were calling him. They were calling him resignation. Yeah. But he wasn't the only one though.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't the only one. It was a lot of Republicans. Like, bro, you went too fucking far, man.
Yeah, you going too far.
And it was a few defending that shit too. Was like, nah, it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah, of course.
If I was, you know, I don't know, you know, this is where I need, you know, President Obama and them to get niggerish and take this motherfucker to court, sue the fuck out of him, man.
Yeah.
Sue this motherfucker for $10 gazillion, bro.
Like
he be trying to do everybody else, man.
Hit him one of them
Biden
numbers.
$10 trillion. Sue that motherfucker for $10 trillion. Sue that motherfucker for everything he got, bro.
Yeah.
For defamation, man.
Well,
you got a case, bro. It came from his website, his damn people, his damn thing, and he say he knew about it on tape. And you still let it go.
Them niggas
sue this
came,
motherfucker, man.
That's that nigga problem. That nigga damn Obama live rent free in that nigga head, yo. You know what I mean?
But Obama's too damn nice, man.
Yeah.
He's too cool and too nice of a guy. I want to see one of them take Obama or turn to Hussein.
You gotta let Michelle,
Obama, bro.
Michelle ain't that nice, though.
Go niggerish, bro.
Michelle will take it to you.
Well, somebody need to take it to his ass, man. Yeah. Sue this
niggas
down, man.
You know a lot this shit, that damn trash ass Melania movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what somebody said it was. That's what somebody said a part of it was.
And Michelle doing
big numbers on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and see, that's another thing they won't that Michelle movie that damn Melania movie is a bombing, bro. They put a lot of money in that shit.
Who the fuck gonna see that shit that nobody can understand what the fuck she's saying?
Who she talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger. talk like a woman on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right. With a man off there, Rocky and shit.
Yeah.
To run and kill Apollo.
Yeah. If he dies. He dies.
You gotta sit there and listen to somebody talk for that, talk like that for 2 hours.
What the fuck you gotta say? who the fuck are you?
2 hours, only thing we got is
the only thing we need to know is
because she went and read to them kids, that shit was a fucking disaster.
That shit was a disaster. The Lambs.
I don't believe that how you pronounce that word.
Yeah. That ain't how you say that. Them kids who look like them kids, give me that damn book.
Fuck up the Christmas story.
Yeah, I ain't lying.
The fuck?
The first day of Christmas.
Yeah.
The Lambs. Them kids like, man, shit. Yeah.
The motherfucker said they ain't Santa Claus, not Santa Claus.
Hey, let's.
So they Clay. Sound like your ass a Russian spy or something.
They got
fucking off the power. Stupid dumb ass out of here.
They did a comparison between the two.
My God.
The movies? You know,
yeah. Becoming came out in 2020, and Melania came out this year, 2026.
Yeah.
They said that, you know, Rotten Tomatoes is the one that scores. She got a 5%.
That bitch got a 5 on Rotten Potatoes, bro. Rotten Tomatoes. Whatever that shit called.
Rotten Tomatoes.
And Becoming, which is Michelle Obama's, got a 93.
Damn.
She got a fucking 5, bro.
And they said, since the Milano one came out, there's been a spike in the Michelle Obama.
Right.
Yeah, people start watching some real shit.
But you know what, man?
That shit trash, bro.
But you know what, though, man?
Go ahead and say it, man.
Huh?
Go ahead and say it.
In a way, though, I kind of feel Trump hate
I kind of see, not feel, I kind of see Trump hating for Obama, man. That nigga always loses to Obama.
Leave him alone. Quit calling his fucking name, man.
Bro.
Right. Leave him alone.
You get tired of losing after a while, man.
Leave him alone.
You know what I mean?
Obama ain't bothering you, man.
He ain't. That's the thing. Obama ain't got to do nothing, but he keep losing to him.
You keep calling this man's name all the fucking time. Why? You always calling this motherfucker's name. Obama ain't bothering you, man.
He ain't bothering.
Obama ain't giving you the time of day, bro. He is still ain't acknowledging you, man, at all, man. And here you go. Obama.
What did he say?
Obama. Every fucking time, every week. God damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, you putting monkeys... I'll sue that bitch for that. You put muggers on. I got time to sue your ass. I'll sue your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
Sue your ass, sue your ass, sue your ass. And then on top of that, then they turn around and put out something said it got a 98 on some damn thing. Like it got a 99 or something. That Melania bullshit got something on a 99. And then it got higher than The Godfather. And everybody like,
no, some
cap.
People,
they put big old cap around that shit. Like what the fuck are
you
y'all
talking about? You know, a lot of people cancel their subscriptions behind that damn Prime shit. With Prime, cause that shit on Prime, right?
I think
the Melania shit.
Yeah. But see, but the dude, the Bezos dude, put like $45 million behind it, cause he, you know, he trying to tie his way.
But she innocent in all this, man.
No, the fuck she ain't.
Yes, she is.
No, the fuck she ain't.
She just
no,
got she just wrapped up in Trump bullshit.
No, she ain't. She ain't innocent at all. She ain't innocent at all. She ain't innocent at all. Fuck her. She ain't answering at all.
She just got caught. She just wrapped up in this bullshit, man.
You got them out. You can say, listen, I don't support none of this bullshit right here. You can say
that. Well, she kind of said that, though, because she said she wasn't staying at the White House with him.
Because it's shit to bed.
She won't hope. She won't.
But she ain't. There ain't nobody getting no pussy now in there. That's over with. What that boy, that damn vampire, we is 19 years old?
Call that boy no damn
that boy's a fucking vampire.
That tall Barrett?
Yeah, Barrett. Yeah. Fucking, you see his head? You see how he wears it? Look how he look. Fucking vampire, man. Fucking like Count Chocolate with back. Fucking staring away like he a vampire.
That nigga, what that shit called?
For like Twilight.
Twilight, that's it.
I feel like he played one of Twilight niggas. Feel like he be running through the world with his shirt off.
Yeah, Twilight.
One of Twilight niggas, bro.
So,
motherfucker.
So,
stick with that shitty pimp. I'm over shit all shit.
Nicki Minaj been riding hard for him, though.
Man, Nicki did so much cocaine that weekend. She didn't make no damn sense, man.
A lot of people know what y'all say to Nicki down. Doing this shit to get something to help
her get her brother people off it. Okay.
Husband and shit.
She had she threw that little gold card shit out there. Like she had a citizenship or something.
What the fuck she been wearing? Are that a cotton ball?
Nigga on cocaine, man. I'm calling it.
How you go somewhere dressed like a mascot?
Cause she dumb. Man, you know how much cocaine they did that weekend? Here, John Don Jr. That was she went on that rant. Where she went on a fucking 48-hour rant.
Yeah.
Anytime Nicki goes on them rants, bro. Allegedly, she on them binges, bro.
Yeah.
She going on them. She came out of that White House so fucking high. She went on one of them damn rants, man. She ranted about every fucking thing, man. She went on a fucking epic rant on Twitter, bro.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. That's CT Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Lay down. Riding through the street. I was mobbing. Cut it.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
You know who ain't buying no cocaine?
Who?
The damn ICE agents.
They got shit. Yeah, they ain't got shit. Now listen. These motherfuckers, the one out here chased down all these damn people and shot motherfuckers in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Out here damn murdering folks. And ain't got their damn money.
Yeah.
Trump ain't cut their checks.
Yeah, that's what they say, man. They say now, and the ones that did get the checks, it got ate up by taxes.
So, now you telling me, you You out here, you right here running these streets. Mm-hmm. I hear carrying on like you some bound body. And your ass out here ain't get your money. And you done got shit about it. You done got Trump to shit you again, bro.
Yeah. Tell you what happened, man. Cause you know.
That what your ass get, stupid motherfuckers.
You niggas are passing the bills for all this down, creasing the budget for these niggas to get paid and shit like that. Somebody pocketed that
yeah,
money.
They pocketed, but see, they ain't signing off on that shit, though. It ain't passing. This one passed,
but the last one did.
The last one did, but this one ain't going through.
Right.
Because they're saying they're not going to give ICE all this goddamn money and all this other shit going to get all this other shit fucked up.
Yeah, they want the warrants and all that. Because
you can't just be out carrying on like that, man. Yeah. Matter of fact, it's too many other people dying. Mm. It ain't the other people, it's the other people. These motherfuckers out here like Wild Wild West for real. They out here carrying on and carrying on bad. Mm-hmm. With no training, no kind of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and think about it now. It the focus was on, we got to stop the drugs from coming in. Whatever happened to that?
Yeah. Anybody getting no drugs in through Minnesota?
Minnesota! Fentanyl coming through Minnesota!
Yeah. That shit ain't coming to that.
Fuck all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man? This shit ain't nothing but a big old psych job out here, man. Yeah. This ain't nothing but a sight job, bro. Them motherfuckers running around that cold ass weather in Minnesota, bro, carrying on.
Right.
Carrying on. Your check ain't clear.
Right.
Yeah, baby. I'm gonna get this money and we're gonna get this damn house and shit. Motherfuckers still got their clothes packed. Damn check ain't damn clear yet. Yeah. You got a $50,000 check. By the time you get that shit $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes. This, you owe them that. They taking out the money for you staying in these damn hotels and shit. Oh, you paying for that shit now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Trump talking about he's suing somebody for $10 billion. And we got to pay for it.
Right.
Boy, they going to get this motherfucker out of here, bro. He got to go, bro. He got to go. He got to get up out of here, bro.
Yeah.
They finna get him. They finna get him up out of here, man.
You see them, you saw where allegedly them Charlie Kirk was filing for divorce before he got killed.
Yeah. Wife was cheating on him. Yeah, they said wife was cheating.
So she out here giving
up. He put him out the will.
Yeah. They said them babies ain't his, though.
Said one of them babies ain't his.
She was trying to give J.D. Vance a pussy.
She was trying to fuck J.D. Vance on the damn stage.
Something happened because shortly after that, J.D. Vance's wife said, we having another baby, so I guess JD had to damn fix some shit up at the house.
That probably fake too.
That usually when you get pregnant, we try to make up.
Fake too.
What that? JD Vance wife?
That probably somebody's baby. JD, will you let JD Vance like he get some pussy?
No.
Fuck, I wear eyeliner. Feel like,
yeah, I don't think so.
Ain't get no pussy, man.
Yeah.
That damn Kirk lady. Well, that Kirk lady is a piece
but
of work.
You know what though, man? All that shit happened with Charlie. And you know, they were showing like the videos where she's visiting the funeral. Where either way he was in his casket. And the way she was performing. Yeah, performing
that. She was performing.
Like, that shit,
bro.
It looked fake though.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
Cause it was just too much, bro. Like you coming out the pyrotechnic like you fucking on WWE.
Yeah.
They shooting shit out of the damn thing. You put me in mourning your kids and they just lost their daddy.
Right.
If that they daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you out here down doing speaking engagements and shit and all this carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, listen, bro. And then you out the wheel.
Yeah.
Then you took the company, sold it to some motherfuckers who supposedly, you know, before all that got put out, supposedly somebody bought the company up and all that shit don't even sound right to me, man. Like it's just a whole bunch of shit going on. It's a whole bunch of shit going on.
Yeah.
And nobody still know where this nigga grave at.
Charles?
Where? Where his father can go pray over him and shit. Where he at?
I don't know.
Where he at?
I don't know.
Where he at? Can you Google that? Can't nobody even Google that. You can Google about any damn thing now.
Yeah.
Can't Google where he at, bro.
Oh, I ain't knew that shit was a secret.
Where he at?
I don't know.
Where he at? I'm just saying, like,
Charlie Kirk's burial spot is the one thing the family wants to keep private.
Ain't no fucking way. We got too much technology and shit out here for that to be a secret.
I'm serious.
Like, come on now. What are we talking about? You talking about this guy was supposed to be so loved by everybody. You mean tell me they can't go visit this motherfucker?
Shit.
Like, people that can't go, like, memorialize him, and he's supposed to be so fucking big and popular, and people love him so much.
Right.
Fuck out of here. That's some bullshit, cool. That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit, they.
Yeah, they ain't got
it. Yeah, that's some bullshit, they know.
And like,
that's some bullshit, they know. Huh? Talk to him.
Yeah.
Whether it's buried, cremated, or placed somewhere privately, we still haven't had a single
not one fucking damn inkling of all this information we got out here.
Mm. Okay.
But you can go lock Don Lemon up for asking questions.
Yeah, lock Don ass up. Fuck, man.
Don finna get off that shit. Don ain't worrying about it. They finna get it. Don finna sue.
But you know what?
Don finna
sue. They got Don for that shit.
Not one fucking
at church.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you saw where the damn somebody came
to the Bryant church. That white dude came to the Bryant church and cut up, and they ain't got a cuff on him.
Yeah, not one.
And then that damn stupid ass woman from Texas, that go man lady, I can't stand. Or shock my ass. went to them people's church and disrupt their service.
Yeah. Oh, what? Candace Owens, she said that Charlie Kirk had a Catholic funeral. And that's why the details about his actual funeral were kept under wraps, because he's buried in a Catholic cemetery.
What the fuck is that?
Let me tell you something.
I never heard of a Catholic cemetery.
Well, it's just if a Catholic church has their own cemetery for its members.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
You know what?
A Catholic?
I don't know what that means. That's what Candace trying to say.
I think she's trying to say, because he was a conservative, and if I'm not mistaken, they don't really miss Catholicism is not.
So was
CAP.
So was JFK.
CAP.
No, I think because Catholicism is more liberal than conservative. And I think what I believe she's trying to imply.
I don't give a damn what you're trying to say.
No, not Catholics. Catholics not more liberal.
It don't matter what you're trying to say. That's cap.
You know, they don't believe in.
They take communion and pray 17 times at a Catholic. I've been to a service.
Mm.
I was dating somebody.
Yeah. My grandma was Catholic when I was growing up. So I've been there.
Your grandma passed, right? She's passed on, right? Can you go visit her site?
Mm.
Okay, then. That should answer your question, then. That's answer your
question. Yeah, that's
the problem. Can you go see her at her?
I don't understand.
That's what I was saying.
I don't understand what Candace was trying to say, what she was saying.
No, she's saying what we're saying. It's cap.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's trying to say, like, maybe the reason why it's not public record or where he's at. Mm. I'm calling cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said what I'm telling you, Yusef is trying to rationalize why it may be the reason, but it's cap. So I'm trying to stop him from beating his brain up because of cap.
I'm just saying, because
it's cap, bro.
Oh, hold on. Florida Church unveils Charlie Kirk's memorial in public service ceremony. I don't know, man. This
cap.
They pretty much put up a memorial.
A picture, and you just come in.
A picture and a stone.
Where he at, man? Cap, where he at? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Cap.
Where?
Yeah, it's just, this is.
It's cap. That lady full of shit, they full of shit.
They literally have, there is a website called Find a Grave.
Find a Grave.
Yes. It's findagrave.com.
Yeah.
And findagrave.com, pretty much everybody who's been buried in whatever.
Listen, man.
And it says burial. And it has your name, your birth, date of birth, date of death.
Let me tell you something.
Your memorial ID and your burial.
Let me tell you something.
For him, it says specifically, info not disclosed by the family.
Let me tell you something. Granddaddy, Baltimore, right?
His grave was unmarked in the cemetery ground. Mm-hmm. They had to find a plot, mm-hmm. pull it up and go out there and mark it for us to go see the spot where he at.
Yeah.
Now we have an opportunity to put a mark on there, but his wife at the time didn't put a marker or a headstone on his thing. So yeah. they had to go in and dig up the old records from 93, 94, mm-hmm. dig up the old records and find where he was at. Because they in Baltimore, they stack people on top of you.
Yeah. So they stack
you
on top of you.
You see what I'm saying? So they'll bury somebody on top of you if you ain't, you don't have it,
If you hadn't bought the plot.
They haven't bought the plot like that, they'll put somebody on top of you. Mm. So they had to find where he was at. So they can find you, man. Is what I'm saying. They'll mark you up. Yeah, Cap. That's all I'm saying, Scum. Mm. That's all I'm saying on that one, Cap, bro. That's all I'm saying on that. That lady full of shit. There's some shit going on with that. She out the wheel, and her ass been getting that pussy up. Like, coming out both sides of the drawers to them white boys. And Charlie got wind of it. Pow!
Shut up, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before the money got gone, bro.
Worry, man.
Before the money got gone, the money got tight.
I hear you, boss.
President Obama, sue. Please do it for us, man.
That's your scumbag tip of the week.
Sue. Sue this motherfucking the pins off. Sue because you can't sue the shit out of him because the shit is coming out already.
All right.
Sue this motherfucker extra large adult the pins off his ass, man.
Right.
Sue that motherfucker, man. For us. Sue his ass. Sue him. Please. Don't let this motherfucker get away with this shit, man. He's too disrespectful and he's too out of pocket, man. The motherfucker trying to make a white history month. You seen that?
Nah, I ain't see that shit.
Damn. But hey, listen. Scumbag tip of the week, man. Make Black History Month every month. do what you need to do. Embrace your history, man. They trying to erase anything, everything they can. We got a president out here that don't give a damn about nothing, as you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a damn about what's going on out here with the real people, with the people out here that's out here doing this thing every day. They purging, they taking, so you might as well get the taken too.
Mm-hmm.
Take what you get and get on out of here. As one of my dogs said last night, you ain't getting nothing back from the federal government on your taxes. So
damn sure ain't.
They cut your throat when you go out here to tax people.
Cut your fucking throat, dog.
And that tax on overtime is a lie.
Damn.
It's a lie too.
Yeah.
Read up on it, y'all. That's all I got, man. God damn. And get the fall off. J. Cole.
There you go. My scumbag tip of the week is.
Motherfucker.
My scumbag tip of the week is, you know, man, like I say, like Slime was saying, man, happy Black History Month. Don't take pride in that heritage, man. Let's celebrate each other.
Yeah, man. And
keep it going, man.
Super Black Bowl History weekend, month. Man.
Black History every day.
Every day. I'm black every month.
There you go. Let us know how they can find you, K-Stuck.
Hey, if you look for me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KStucky76. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter too at the Scumbag Lounge page and on TikTok. And you can also find me on Snapchat at Trill Cosby.
Trill.
Not Bill, but Trill. Trill Cosby on Snapchat.
Word.
Get at your boy.
You all can find me at 40 Fonz on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure y'all catch the Scumbag Lounge podcast on all podcast platforms. Blazing 420, Dirty Basement Radio. And the Scumbags out.